Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for all the friends worldwide of Joyce Barry. So let us have it be a blessed year for one and all, a special year for one and all, an extraordinary year for one and all. Very important to think of blessings, to focus on what's good in life, to be positive, to stay upbeat. And I say to you, make this the last day, the very last day. Make it the last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your trials and tribulations. Make it be the last day for that. Make it be the first day of wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make it the most meaningful day of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. I'm someone who totally believes in miracles. I believe you can have them if you're just open to receiving them and you are aware of its existence. It's up to you to stay positive, to create it, and make sure that you're in the right frame of mind so you'll recognize it when it's right in front of you.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is JoyceBarry.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Folks, I just love the topic today, spiritual fitness. Very heartwarming topic, very special guest, Dr. Bernetta Thomas, the founder and owner of Women's Circle International. She will discuss spiritual fitness. What does it mean and how to achieve it? She'll cover love, forgiveness, eliminating toxins, and unhealthy relationships. She will encourage you to use meditations and affirmations. You know how to work out to get physically fit. Do you know how to work inwards to get spiritually fit? Join us today to find out. She came referred to us by one of our most loyal guests, our friend Mary Angela Thays, who's in our chat room every single day that we do a show. So thank you, Mary Angela. I have no doubt that everybody will be very pleased with the guest and the topic. So who is Dr. Bernetta Thomas? She has studied various spiritual systems, including Kabbalah, Christianity, and Islam. She is a light worker with the ability to see as the spirit of Yah, God, which allows her to see through dreams, visions, and conversations. Dr. Thomas is a prophet, healer, and Reiki certified. She is the founder and owner of Women's Circle International, and she is motivated by love. Dr. Thomas is a college professor with over 6 years of academic experience teaching in the areas of holistic health, organizational culture and development, yoga, dance history, science, advanced college skills, marketing and sales principles. Dr. Thomas has a Bachelor of Science degree in Human Services with a criminal justice emphasis, a Master of Science degree in Organizational Development and Leadership, and a Doctorate degree in Business Administration. Dr. Thomas is the author of a book which highlights success factors and African American female entrepreneurs. Also, as the founder of Women's Circle International, she has very noble plans for the people that are involved with that. It's a very exciting organization because not only is Dr. Thomas an entrepreneur, she's a humanitarian. Her mantra for life stems from the same concept she learned in her military days, integrity first, service before self, and excellence in all we do. Having said that, I am pleased. I feel so blessed that we can bring to you Dr. Thomas. But for the rest of the show, I'm going to refer to her, which I bet her friends do as well, as Dr. B. Go ahead, Dr. B.
Well, thank you so much, Joyce, for having me. I am most certainly grateful. I'm humbled just by being here. Thank you to Mary. Thank you to my ancestors, and thank you to the universe, of course, the Most High, for allowing me to just be present and in this moment. I am excited just to be here, and I have so many wonderful things to share with your viewers or your listening audience, and I can't wait to get into this topic of spiritual fitness.
And we can't wait to hear all about it. So please, the floor is yours.
Okay. Well, first of all, I'd like to just, welcome the listening audience into my space. And what I mean by my space, I mean my world and my heart. I'm going to share my heart with you as it relates to spiritual fitness. These are principles that I have learned, and these are principles that I am learning. And what I mean by that is spiritual fitness is something that is ongoing. You don't ever get to a point where you know everything that there is to know concerning this particular topic. You have to be open to grow. You have to be open to the universe being able to pour into you and share with you different things as it relates to this topic. But what I want to start off by really pointing out is the importance of love. You cannot be spiritually fit if you don't have a firm concept and a firm understanding of love, if you don't let love in your life. Love is the heart of spiritual fitness. And first of all, when you talk about love, one of the first things that you really need to understand is you have to love yourself. And I know it seems, like this is a commercial, but the reality of the situation is you do honestly need to love yourself. Love yourself before you can give out love to anyone. And so that is one of the first principles of spiritual fitness, loving yourself, loving other people, okay? You can be the most spiritual person. You could know all of the mantras. You can have all of the quotes from all of the greats who have gone before you. But if you don't practice the principles of love, you have absolutely nothing. And how many people have come in contact with, quote unquote, maybe so-called spiritual individuals who lack in this very, very, very much so important principle of love? Love is not just something that you feel. Once you become love, once you put love on, once it becomes a part of you, it becomes something that you do. It comes out in your actions. I cannot stress the importance of this very, very key point to spiritual fitness.
Joyce, Barry, and friends, the number one radio show.
Oh,
you might
wow.
be wondering why this is so. Memorable quotes, life lessons, and so much more. The Coach's Corner will make you soar. All outstanding guests that we love to feature. You will find the show to be the best teacher. Great authors like Ted Siuba and Bernie Siegel. Awesome leaders that soar like an eagle. Beverly Nadler with Here's to Your Health. Home business opportunities to increase your wealth. Kurt's impersonation and improvisation add to the show's transformation. Broadcasting live across America and around the globe with timely topics and issues to probe. The chat room is always fun. We see your comments and appreciate each one. Want to change your life? Change your approach.
And always have a mentor or coach. Folks, that was a technical glitch. I apologize for that. I wouldn't have cut off Dr. B on a roll. So that just happened. And without further ado, we'll go back to you, Dr. B.
No problem at all. And, you know, it's funny, Joyce, that happened because, again, that is our sign. There's nothing that just happens. That is our sign that we are most certainly on target, especially as it relates to the importance of love. And again, I cannot stress that enough, love being the heart of the matter when it comes to spiritual fitness, loving yourself, loving other people, and giving love in a physical way, meaning actually helping other people, reaching out to other people. It's not just about you. It's about reaching out and helping and making the universe a better place. So along with love comes forgiveness. And forgiveness is a huge foundation when it comes to spiritual fitness. If we were to look at spiritual fitness and maybe perhaps give it the shape of a triangle, okay? At the top of the triangle, you would see the word spiritual fitness. In the middle, the heart of the triangle, you would see the word love. And at the base, of that triangle, you would see the word forgiveness. Forgiveness. Forgiveness is about giving. The key word in forgiveness is give. Give, give, give. When you forgive, you are giving something. Okay? The first thing that you need to do before you forgive anyone, again, just like anything else, just like love, when you have to love yourself first, you have to forgive yourself first. That means you have to accept some of the things that you've done in the past, maybe that you didn't necessarily think were the best decisions. You need to simply get over that. You need to actually step outside of that particular situation and say, hey, maybe it wasn't the best a situation for me. Maybe I didn't do everything, quote, unquote, perfectly, but it's done because there's nothing that you can do to go back in the past and fix a situation. It's over. Forgive yourself. Tell yourself it's over. And that's not just with forgiving yourself. That's forgiving other people as well. It's over. If you were to just write down in your journals today with this particular date of 8-8, sacred numbers always, 8-8-2014, it's over. Whatever happened that maybe wasn't perfect or maybe wasn't pristine or I didn't think it was the best situation. First of all, let me just say, you don't know what tomorrow necessarily is going to bring. Maybe the situation that you thought was so terrible, maybe it may actually end up being a blessing for you in the future. Maybe you'll run into someone that had the same issue that you just came out of. And maybe you'll be able to offer insight to that person that you couldn't offer had you not gone through that experience. Today is the day that you write in your journals that it is over. Today is the day that you decide to forgive. You cannot forgive, or you cannot decide not to forgive and be spiritually fit, because unforgiveness will destroy you. That is why it's a foundational piece to spiritual fitness. The lack of forgiveness will destroy you. Forgiveness is not just for the person, releasing that person. Forgiveness is for you. Give yourself permission to let go. There is such a great release in letting go. You let go, you allow yourself the ability to love yourself, and you are on your way to becoming spiritually healthy. But you can't do that, with, of course, without acknowledging, first of all, love, and then second of all, forgiveness, forgiveness being the foundation, again, of spiritual fitness. So how to achieve spiritual fitness? We've talked about
Excuse me, Dr. B, before you go on, I just wanted to say that I am so on the same page with you about the importance of forgiveness that I'd like to share with you and our audience an original poem about forgiveness.
Forgiveness, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. How do I forgive? How do I let go? You hurt me so bad, and you know this is so. How could you, I ask? I am reminded every day. The pain is so intense, it just won't go away. You really were cruel. What you did was obscene. You left me devastated. How could you be so mean? When truth be told, I knew that the healing key was to forgive you, not for your sake, but for me. And so I forgive you, but I may never forget what you did to me that you don't even regret. Without this healing, which is so dramatic, forever my life would be totally traumatic. And so I forgive you, though what you did was a sin. I am forgiving you so the healing can begin.
Share that with you folks now, because Dr. B and I were on so much the same page. What she articulated in words, I put it in a poem. Back to you.
Absolutely. And I love that poem. It was beautiful, Joyce. Key piece in that poem, healing can begin. Healing can begin. And I think that's so exciting, you know, just to realize that the beginning of your healing is in forgiveness. Forgiveness. Now, if that's the beginning of your healing, well then, where do we go from here? So I want to talk about how to achieve spiritual fitness. Now that you're on the path, okay, we want to get into more ways of you actually continuing on this journey of spiritual fitness. So the first thing you need to know is peace. You need to become friends with peace, make peace a part of your life, make peace your walk. You need to become peace, and by I'm saying P-E-A-C-E, peace. That means one of the first things you need to do is work on your mind. And I'm just going to say, like the young folks say, quote, unquote, you need to get your mind right, okay? You need to
yes.
Get your mind right, okay? And what I mean by that is you need to start taking out the garbage in your mind. See, years of abuse and years of suffering and years of basically having a victim's mentality will allow your mind, or excuse me, cause your mind to collect garbage, and your mind all of a sudden becomes a landfill of garbage, of negative thinking, of you're not worth it, you're not worthy, you can't do it, you don't know, you're too fat, you're too skinny, you're not pretty enough, you're not good enough. Well, that's not peaceful thinking. That's the opposite of peaceful thinking. If you continue to allow your mind to become a landfill, don't you know that your actions are going to demonstrate that? You are not going to be a person that's walking in light. You are going to be a person that's walking in confusion. You are going to be a person that's walking in doubt. You are going to be a person that's walking in grief. And walking in those particular things are not peaceful. They are the opposite of peaceful. How do you get your mind right? How do you remove the clutter? How do you remove years of negative thinking? How do you remove years of abuse, mental abuse? How do you remove hurt? How do you remove pain? How do you remove lies? First of all, recognize that those are lies. Recognize that that is not the real you, okay? When you came into this particular, on this particular side of time, first of all, understand that you were perfect. Perfect. Okay? That means that the essence of you, the essence of you, the light of you, guess what? It's still perfect. Just because you've gone through years of abuse and suffering and people have told you the opposite does not mean that you are imperfect. You, at your core, you are perfect, and you need to channel that perfection. You need to call on that perfection. You need to call peace, okay? So
calling piece.
Excuse me, Dr. B. I just want to say I have my own slogan about that. I am perfect in my imperfections.
You got it. You got it. You got it. Oh, excellent. Excellent. I love it, Joyce. So calling peace. And when I'm talking about calling peace, I'm talking about becoming peace and drawing from the light. Since I was just talking about that light being at the center of you, that light that actually is in everyone, that universal light, drawing from the light, okay? How do you draw from the light? Well, I'm going to tell you, you're going to have to do some things that maybe you haven't done in a long time, okay? First thing you need to do is turn the TV off, okay? You need to take a TV break. You need to have a moment. And the reason why I'm telling you this is because oftentimes in media, we get bombarded with all sorts of different images, and a lot of, some of those images are not necessarily positive images. Some of those images actually help to reinforce negative thinking in our own minds, okay? You need to take a moment, take a step, take five. Turn the TV off, okay? Have a moment. Sit with yourself. When's the last time you just sat down with yourself and you weren't influenced by the television, okay? Have a moment with yourself. Sit down. Grab a notebook. Grab a cup of tea and just start writing. Just start writing. Just start writing down your thoughts. Just start, you know, write down what you did today. Write down what you want to become tomorrow. Write down something. Take a moment and just write. Get out all of those words. Get out all of those past hurts or whatever. And sometimes you just need to simply put the pen to the piece of paper and make that happen. But you can't start doing it if you don't sacrifice something. And sometimes the things that you need to sacrifice are things that you don't necessarily want to sacrifice, but they're beneficial, like every once in a while turning that TV off. You turn the TV off so you can start meditating. I'm going to get into that. Meditating. Meditating isn't this, you know, wild, random spiritual concept, okay? It's not as mystical as a lot of people may make it out to be. Meditation is most certainly a part of spiritual fitness. Meditation is simply having a seat. Have a seat. Have a seat. Have a moment. Put your feet on the ground. Become grounded. Sit down. Never mind, you know, what's going on around you. Just have a moment. It can wait. Take 5 minutes with yourself. Close your eyes. Breathe deep and just simply acknowledge the fact that you are present. Feel your breath go in and out of your body. Close your eyes. See your dreams. Have a moment and just look inward. Look at what's been bothering you. Look at your success and see your success. See the things that you've done that were so positive. Write those things down, okay? Meditation, like I said, it doesn't have to be mysterious. It doesn't have to be this secret thing. Meditation in my mind, in my world, is simply taking a moment and having a seat. Of course, there's different types of meditation that you can do. But let's just start with that. Let's just start by simply turning the TV off and having a seat. Maybe pulling out a piece of paper and just start writing, okay? Spiritual fitness, eliminating toxins. Eliminating toxins. That is the next part that I'm going to talk about in achieving spiritual fitness.
One second, Dr. B. Before you get to eliminating toxins, I want to get to what people should include every day, and that is listening to this show. Here's why, in the words of Beverly Nadler.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day. a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
Folks, how that can happen is when you partner up with me. Simply go to Joyce Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and friends.com. On the homepage, right under my picture on the upper left, it says follow. And if you click on that, you will get an email every day from Blog Talk about our guest, about our show, the topic. So we ask you to partner up, become a follower, so you'll know exactly what we're doing. Each weekday at 11 a.m. Eastern live. And the great news about the show is we're always in archives. Every show goes in archives and stays in archives. All shows are there for your listening pleasure 24/7. So please become a follower and partner up with us on the way to becoming number one. Back to you, Dr. B.
I love that. And, you know, that is most certainly an excellent thing to do, just having all forms of positivity in your life, most certainly listening to the radio show, getting positive information downloaded into your system daily. Oh, most certainly. I highly recommend that in terms of just becoming more spiritually fit. I want to thank you for that,
and I want to highly recommend Women's Circle International Services. Dr. B, that's your organization. Why don't you let people know what they can do to find out about it? I know it's womenscircleinternational.com, and what else would you like to share about that?
Oh, absolutely. Thanks, Joyce. Women's Circle International is a company that is for women, and it is designed by women. It is a holistic health company, and what I mean by that is we offer services that actually help women to become fit mentally, spiritually, and physically. That is our foundation. That is what we are most certainly grounded in. And that is our desire to help women across the globe become spiritually, mentally, and physically fit. The website is www.womenscircleinternational. We have conferences that we put on. We have different workshops that we provide, sometimes monthly. We have different activities that we do monthly where we get together as women and just enjoy each other, again, giving out tips to become holistically healthy and just enjoying each other's company. And there is something that is, I've said this before to other women, but there is something that is so powerful, just other women coming together, other wombs coming together and just being transparent with each other. That in itself is healing. Being around people who are positive is healing. And people say all the time, well, you know, I have these different friends in my life and they're not exactly where I want to be, but I don't have any other friends, so I don't have any other choices. Well, yes, you do. You have a choice. You can join Women's Circle International. You can become a member of our organization, my organization, and you can actually
partner up with other women who want to make positive changes in their lives, who are on the same page as you. Again, that's www.womenscircleinternational.com.
And I love your mission. The mission is to empower women to make positive, holistic changes in their lives and in the lives of others. Women have an opportunity to connect with other women within a truly healing environment. The members can find out how they can become involved with volunteering within the community and throughout the world. Very noble mission indeed.
Absolutely, and we've had some great projects. We've had a project where we were actually helping children in Ghana, a school project, helping children get school supplies and helping to build schools. And, I mean, these are different. You don't think that you can make an impact, you know, but I'm telling you, you can. You absolutely can. There are organizations like mine that you can join and you can get on board and take maybe the attention off yourself for a moment and actually volunteer. And that's another phase to healing, and that's another part of becoming spiritually fit, is taking your eyes off of yourself maybe for a moment and considering someone else, volunteering, putting your time in somewhere else for a noble cause. Okay.
Very true, very true. When you do something that's outside yourself and contribute to others, be it random acts of kindness, be it pay it forward, when you take those opportunities to make the world a better place, one person and one positive action at a time, your life is greatly enhanced.
Absolutely. And, of course, it leads to you becoming more spiritually fit. But I want to talk about eliminating toxins as it pertains to reaching levels of high spiritual fitness. Eliminating toxins sounds exactly like it is exactly what it says. Diet, okay. I'm not talking about going on a diet. I'm talking about being mindful of what you eat. Let me just be frank. If you eat like junk, you're going to feel like junk, okay? I mean, really. Really. And I'm not saying that it's wrong to, you know, have that occasional splurge. No, nothing wrong with that. But I'm saying on a regular basis, do you really want to feel like a bag of potato chips on a regular basis? Do you really want to feel like a bag of greasy potato chips every day, Monday through Sunday? No, you don't. No, you don't.
For sure.
You will be greasy. You will be salty, okay? And no one wants to feel like that. I'm just saying.
So what you're saying is you are what you eat, and to keep that in mind every time you put something in your mouth.
Absolutely. If you take on some living foods, some foods that are from the ground, some foods that have been nurtured by the mother earth, I'm telling you, you're going to feel different. You take in the nutrients of the earth, okay? You're taking in good foods, living foods. Why living foods, they're alive, they're real, they're natural, not loaded with chemicals that you can't pronounce. I mean, honest to Pete, eat an apple. It's okay to eat an apple. It's okay to eat an orange. It's okay to eat some vegetables. Get some living, raw, organic, beautiful, colorful, vibrant. Doesn't that, I mean, all these adjectives, doesn't that make you feel good already?
Just thinking about it, I'm getting hungry. It sounds very appealing. Folks, let me take a moment and just share with you my official website. It's joycebarrie.com, B-A-R-R-I-E. I'm a success coach. I'm a home business coach. I'm a master coach, which is to say I coach other coaches. So I invite you to go to that website, joycebarrie.com. BarbaraRie.com, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you'll see the seminar programs, what the coaching's about, articles I've written, and countless endorsements from people across the country that have participated in my seminar programs and or my coaching. And here are just a few endorsements I want to share with you now.
Joyce Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you could handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I think and grow rich. If you were thinking about hiring Joyce Barry as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email coachjoyce@AOL.com. That's coachjoyce@AOL.com.
And folks, when you send that email, please be sure to put radio show in the subject line, the show you listen to by date and either the guest or the topic. And in the text, put your name, phone number, best time to reach you, and I'll be happy to call you and give you a free consultation on whether you want to have a home business, whether you resonate with that, and whether you want to have a personal coach and whether you resonate with that. In the meantime, let me refer you to in our archives, our show on Monday, August 4th, what do Olympic athletes have that you don't? And that, of course, would be a coach. So we give a whole show on coaching, what it's like to have a coach, what you two can work on together, how to get outside the box, outside the comfort zone, and go ahead and get the results you want. In our archives, August 4th. And once again, the email coachjoyce@AOL.com, and I'll be happy to connect with you and talk about coaching and having a home business. Back to you, Dr. B.
Thanks, Joyce. Eliminating toxins. We talked about being mindful of what you put in your mouth, but now I want to talk to you about being mindful of what you allow in your life, the type of people, the type of relationships, okay? Some of us, and I'm saying us because I've been there most definitely, tend to hold on to relationships that we know have expired. And what I mean by that is you have a person in your life, you know, let's say they're very negative, a very negative individual, and for some reason you continue to hang out with this person, you continue to do things with this person, and you think that it's not affecting you, but let me tell you, it is affecting you. If you hang around a person that is always telling you or saying negative things, I don't care if they're not saying negative things about you, if they're saying negative things about other people, and this is constantly coming out of their mouth, it's constantly coming out of their pores, they're constantly gossiping, they're backbiters, I want you to understand that that is affecting you. Those words are going into your ears, and when they go into your ears are a gate just like your eyes and your mouth. If those words are going into your ears, they are getting into your system, they are creating a toxic system, okay? You are
hearing those words, you are digesting those words. Those words are most certainly becoming a part of you. You need to start knowing, like the song says, knowing when to hold them and knowing when to fold them, okay? You need to know when it's time to let go of relationships that serve you no purpose, that are not beneficial to you at all, that are just simply toxic. And I don't care who that person is in your life that is toxic, that whether it be your mother, whether it be your father, whether it be your sister, whether it be your brother. That doesn't mean that you need to, move to another country or anything. That just means that you need to limit your time with that person. If they're connected to you, let's say a sibling of some sort, limit your time with that person. Keep them at a distance. You do not need to let them in your innermost circle. Create some space. And for a person that is not related to you, let them go. Leave them alone. You don't and you can't afford toxic individuals in your life. Your mother, who's always telling you negative things, stop calling her. You don't need to call her. You don't need to hear her. Seriously. And it sounds absolutely why would I do something like that? But I'm telling you, if you want to be spiritually fit, sometimes you have to do some radical things. Just like when you go to the gym. Okay, well, you know what? Maybe working out on a treadmill for 5 minutes was fine for a year. Okay, but now we're in year number two. Now we need to work out for 30 minutes. Now we need to take it up a notch. It depends on the type of results you want, okay? If you want mediocre results, you do mediocre things. If you want excellent results, then sometimes you have to do things that you're uncomfortable with. And let me tell you, when you're uncomfortable, you are on your way. Life isn't about being comfortable, I'm comfortable. If you're comfortable, you're always going to be average. If you want to become above average, if you want to aim high, you have to get comfortable being uncomfortable, okay? Let's talk about that. Lifestyles, eliminating toxins. Lifestyles, unhealthy lifestyles, kind of goes with relationships. Choices, thoughts, hobbies, certain things that you do that are not necessarily beneficial. Maybe you're the backbiter. Maybe you're the gossiper. Change your mouth. Whatever you say or speak about, change your mouth. Whatever you say about other people, it's coming out of your mouth. You're hearing those words. They're going into your system. They're coming out of your system. They're going into your system. It's a cycle. It never ends. It's madness. Change your mouth, okay? Hobbies, the different things that you do. Maybe, you always go to dark places. You're always in the dark. Maybe try going to a place that's positive. Maybe try listening to positive music. Maybe try listening to positive radio like Joyce, okay? Do that regularly. Eliminate darkness in your life. Shine the light, okay? Shine the light that's within you. Music. The different
Dr.
types
B,
of music.
While you're talking about shining the light, let me go to my studio lines for someone that always has that light shining, Mary Angela Thays. Thank you so much for recommending Dr. B. She's doing an extraordinary job. What would you like to say?
Oh, my God. Dr. B is over the top. I mean, she is just amazing. If you were to meet her in person, she's just this tiny, petite ball of love. And what she's sharing with us today, I feel like she's Mickey Mouse. I mean, she's just like a superstar. She is like rocking it. I am like so blessed to have her in my hometown and to know her. And when you were doing her credentials, I never, ever knew all her credentials. I was sitting here having breakfast going, oh, my God, how can this tiny woman have have achieved all these wonderful, amazing things. So now I'm more inspired to know Dr. B. So thank you, thank you, thank you so much, Joyce, for trusting me to have Dr. B on, because this woman is amazing. So I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you.
And the thank you really goes back to you for making the introduction. She is absolutely a delight. And, of course, I would trust you. Who knows more about this show than you do? If I were to give a quiz, you listen every single day. So I totally trust you. And I'm so delighted that Dr. B found the time to join us today. Thank you, Mary Angela. We're going to go back to your friend and now ours, Dr. B.
Oh, well, I really appreciate that, Mary. That was wonderful. Thanks, Mary. Thanks, Joyce, again, for having me on the show. And it, just meeting Mary, I mean, she's a wonderful light as well, and it is always a blessing to connect with other lights. Indeed it is, and I am grateful and humbled. So I was talking a little bit about lifestyles, and I wanted to talk a little bit about music, what you allow to come into your system. There are practical ways that you can get more positive vibes, more positive energy flowing into your system. And one of those ways, very simply, is listening to positive music, listening to positive words. You need to make sure that you are getting as many positive words in your ear gates as possible. That means listening to, like I said before, to positive radio shows like Joyce. And if she, and you, having this show every day is, I mean, that's a jewel. That's like gold. You are putting gold in your system every day. You just consider that. Every time you get positive words into your life, every time you pour into your life, you are putting gold into your life. And I'm telling you, gold is a hot commodity. Okay? Put gold in your ears. Put gold in your mouth. Put gold in your eyes. Put gold in your system. And what I mean by that is read positive things. Listen to positive things. Hang around positive people. Surround yourself. Swim in it. Swim in positivity. Don't just visit it. Don't just become a visitor of positive things. Become positive. Swim in it. Live in it. Let it become a part of your life. Let it infect you to the point where you can't help but to become more positive, and you're so full of positive energy that you just want to give it away. That's when you know you are on the path, when you're just so happy. You just want to share it with someone. Okay? You are on the path.
Dr. B, excuse me, as we start winding down here, we only have a few minutes left. I want you to, like, bring it all together, but I want you to go back to that triangle you started with, because now that we've heard a lot of what you want to share, the triangle will paint a good picture of it. So can you please repeat what you said at the beginning of the show about the triangle?
Oh, absolutely. Spiritual fitness, if we were to put it in a shape to better help our visual learners, it would be a shape of a triangle. And at the top of the triangle, you have the words spiritual fitness. In the middle of the triangle, you have the heart of spiritual fitness, which is love. And at the foundation of the triangle, you have the word forgiveness. Okay, you have to forgive yourself, you have to forgive other people, you have to love yourself, you have to love other people, and then, of course, you are reaching the plateau of spiritual fitness. And all of these other things, these how to pursue spiritual fitness and how to become more spiritual fit, like the relationships, eliminating toxins, these are practical, meditation, affirmations, these are practical things that you do once you are basically on the path of becoming spiritually fit. These are practical things.
Thank you for that. And what would you like to say, like, to tie it all in together and wrap things up?
The conclusion of it all, I would like to say in order to become spiritually fit, you have to remember, again, loving yourself, loving other people, forgiving yourself, forgiving other people, and all of these practical things that I mentioned that you can do, the meditations, the affirmations, I am beautiful, I am wonderful, I am great, I am spiritually fit. Get that into your diet every day. Get positive words in your diet every day. Healthy foods in your diet every day. Get humor in your diet every day. Those are some of the things that I want your listening audience to take away from this show.
And this week was very much about love. On Tuesday, August 5th, with Chap Oscar, we did a show called Universal Love and Universal Rights. And on Wednesday, August 6th, with our friend Country Boy, a.k.a. Brad Dorsey, is Love Enough, where he defined love in terms of the dictionary and in terms of the spiritual terms. So we did that show on Wednesday. So, and now you're doing spiritual fitness, and you're leading off with the most important ingredient, which is love. We have Country Boy here just for a quick moment because we're wrapping up. He was our guest dealing with the show, Is Love Enough? So what would you like to say? We just have moments till we wrap up the show. Go ahead, Country Boy.
Well, Joyce, again, just thank you so much for sharing your love every day. Every day that you come over the airways, again, the spiritual vibrational harmony that you're sending through the airways is absolutely just incredibly powerful. The lady says about listening to music and feeding those things. Joyce, you shared with us the other day, and I think I went to bed last night singing it or humming it, or if not, now when? So back over to you, Joyce, because you keep delivering it now, every day, right now, living in the now. You're giving your love right now. Back to you, Joyce. We love you right now.
Oh, we love you, too. You gave us a great show, Is Love Enough? And it's funny that you mentioned, if not now, when, because you read my mind. I wanted to wrap up from my end to ask yourselves the question, if not now, when?
Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration. Achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation? To get healthy and off that medication, to get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not, now, when?
Thank you, Dr. B. Delighted to have you on our show. We'll have you back again. Spiritual fitness, great topic from a great lady. Final words are yours.
Final words, spiritual fitness, just like physical fitness, is something that you need to practice every day. You don't just go into the gym once and feel like you're going to be this buff person. You have to practice, practice, practice. Spiritual fitness is something that you practice every day.
And coupled with that, listen to our show every day. Folks, go out and celebrate your relationships, celebrate your opportunities, celebrate your resources, and celebrate miracles that will come your way if only you are open to receiving them. Here is our celebration song.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
You can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.